We did pass $10 million of initial funding that they will have access to continue to try to fix the problems that are plaguing Minlars. They have told us that they are going to and are requesting another, I think it's about $33 million. We obviously are concerned about this. Taxpayers already have now about $103 million invested in this project with the $10 million we just passed. And we have a product that doesn't work. And we don't have a real good assurance from the administration that they're going to give us a product that does work with this additional investment. But we feel like, they're telling us we can't turn back and go to the old system, and it's very difficult to go to a different system now. But I do want to have some assurance from them that we're at least looking at, we'll continue to improve what they have right now, but I want to look at pulling the pin on this and moving to a new system, or at least working those two things on a parallel track, even if it costs us a little bit of more money to look at another thing, because we could get another $60 or $80 million into this thing and still not have a product that works. So I don't want too many days to go by where we're not looking at other options as well.
And you're talking about a private sector product. Is that right? Because there was some talk about that. I know, I think Chair Torkelson even talked about that.
I believe that government should not be in the business of writing software if there is a commercially available solution that works. And 49 other states are doing this, and I have to believe that many are doing it successfully with a product that we could customize or adapt to our needs here in the state of Minnesota. So pretty important that we get a product for the taxpayers that actually works so we can get titles and licenses transferred. And do that as soon as possible. And if they can get it done on the system they have now, great. We've given them some resources to do that. But I think based on the lack of success thus far, we need to explore other options at the same time. And I'm committed to making sure that we do that.
It sounds like, Mr. Speaker, that when and if the request comes around for this additional money, the $33 million, mm-hmm. or whatever the figure is, that your attitude and the attitude perhaps of other Republican leaders is going to be quite different, in the sense of that, and I'm going to put words in your mouth, it sounds like you're saying, hey, we gave you $10 million to at least get us kind of going here, but from this point forward, we really need to look at a different approach. Is that a fair characterization of what you said?
Yes. Okay. I believe that this process has been plagued with enough problems that there is enough unease going forward about the lack of confidence going forward that this is going to be as smooth as everyone would hope. So I think at the same time we're looking at improving what we have now to help out our deputy registrars and Minnesotans who are affected by this, we also need to be exploring at the same time a commercially available solution, and at some time flipping over to that. And I'm fearful that we get a year or two from now and we realize that things aren't working at all still. We've thrown a bunch more money down this rabbit hole and we frankly haven't advanced towards flipping this over to some commercially available solution. So I don't want too many days to get lost where we haven't looked at other options as well.